So I just kind of feel like it would be useful to record this piece. Though most of this probably won't make it to any further form of availability, but we'll see. The process of starting to notice where in our experience we are impacted or affected by strong or charged experience such as anger is really useful, to start to become aware of it as a bodily felt experience, because that's where we can start to find some space with both the physical experience and also the reactivity and patterns it starts to generate when we're not aware of or able to easily be with that experience. And so part of what's supportive is getting to know where we make contact with the ground, with earth, and that fiery quality of anger that can be overwhelming, or that can be experienced a lot of pressure if we're in a way somehow in contention with it, can be really supported by the contact with earth. And in terms of the elemental experience, as I was just mentioning, that sense of solidity, firmness, hardness, density, that's earth element. And interesting thing about earth is that, as perhaps we know, fire is not particularly dangerous to earth. In terms of that's actually, it's something that grounds it. So something about being able to make contact, this is actually one of my teachers, I remember him saying, when having to deal with anger, he said his first intention is just feel my bum on the seat. That's it. Whether it's arising in him or coming at him, he said, feel this. Feel that place in your body as just a reference point. So coming back to that is going to be helpful. As we explore this territory, coming back to that is going to be helpful. Does everyone have a sense of what I mean when I'm suggesting that? Yeah? Can feel some sense of that? There's one or two not sure.
I feel like, although you're saying as a support, it feels like an oppression.
Okay.
To try and come down from this. Okay. I want to let it explode.
Okay.
And to do anything to try and not be so far away.
Okay, so that instruction could be, and it might feel like it's suggesting to suppress or repress and not have the fiery experience. And so that's not the intention. It's more like to see that there are different aspects to what's here. And so you don't have to leave that experience, particularly if it feels important to be in contact with it. It's more to see it's not the only experience. And if you're comfortable with it, as it is, it's fine. You don't need to do that. But it's interesting how we kind of might set up, it might seem like a conflict, being earthed.
It feels like sort of condensing it, takes it to something else.
Okay. Okay. So maybe just explore for yourself and see what's useful there. Maybe actually just giving it space is more useful. From what you're describing, maybe more actually air element, that sense of, okay, give it space. That's actually the two kind of primary responses. It's one is first, and I was going to say, was feel the ground, but then actually give it space. So that's perhaps more clearly coming as an allowance than a compression of. Yeah? Good. Yeah? Did you want, yes, in the, in the pink top, I think. Yes? No? Okay. So we're going to do an exercise now, which is really going to give you an opportunity just to explore in a slightly more contained form what we've been already looking at. And the contained form will be to be just with one other person. And having the opportunity just to share a little more in a particular form, which some of you may be familiar with. It's a form called repeating question, whereby you get asked a question and you have a chance to respond to it. And then the person says, thank you, and asks you the question again for just a few minutes. And you're allowed to give a response that's either an answer to the question or an articulation of whatever happens for you when you hear the question, which might be like, I don't know what it's about. The first, well, there's going to be two questions in this. And the first question is, tell me something that makes you angry. And the second question is, what is it like to feel this anger? Or feel your anger? So that again, it's just to take a few minutes to name a few things. I invited you to turn towards it internally before, and then rather than asking you to speak out into the group what that might come up for you there, we just talked about how it was to even do that. So this is actually going to, in a way, give you a chance just to explore that a little further. And it can seem a little complicated sometimes if one hasn't done it. How do I get, you know, it's a little bit like you need to be with someone else to do this. I don't know if we've got an even number of people here. And if anyone really doesn't want to, it's okay. It's okay. You don't have to. You can also just choose to sit quietly. But my invitation to you is to take this as a chance to explore. And so what I'm going to do is I'll give you some more instruction for this because for some of you, you won't be familiar with it. But what I'd like to do, first of all, is just invite you to find someone you're sitting beside or nearby and just turn towards that person. And if in the first moment you don't find someone sitting right beside you, just put your hand up and we'll very soon resolve into pairs. So it's a little bit like at school, you know, maybe someone won't want to play with you, but don't worry, it'll be okay. And so just look around and see, find someone nearby if you can. And initially, just sit down facing them. You could be on the chairs or not on chairs, as you wish. So initially, get into pairs. We'll see if there's a person left over at the end. Has anybody not got someone? If we got an even number, that's going to be easy. Okay, we haven't. Someone went out to the bathroom. Are they with somebody? Okay. Okay, that can be done. I'm just checking that we've actually resolved. There's no one that's already in a three. Everyone's in a pair. Some people make a three. Okay. Okay. I think maybe, yeah. Would you mind? Can you join these ladies? Yeah. And we'll just have to time it a little differently. You'll each have a little bit less time for it. Yeah. Okay. So just take a moment. You might like to just briefly say hello to your partner or partners. Okay. And this might feel a little strange or awkward. If what's happening for you as we do this is that it's a little difficult, it's okay to say, actually, I need to pause now. Yeah? And to do that. And if you need some help, because actually pausing isn't enough to help you handle, feel free to stick your hand up and I'll just come and check in. Now, I'm not anticipating you need that, but I want you to know that that's what's possible here. And it's not that you have to say anything you don't want to say. Feel free to choose what you bring in a way that respects you. But at the same time, if you can be just spontaneous and allow yourself to say what comes, that can be quite useful. Now, it's going to be helpful to actually be in contact with your body. I'd invite you to turn your chairs if you're on a chair so that you can sit in them in a way that feels steady. And the way it will work is that we'll first of all ask the first... It's going to be... Sorry, you have to remember these questions. The first question is, tell me something that makes you angry. Then they answer it, you say thank you. So tell me something that makes you angry. Give me an example, someone. My mind has got something else in it right now. What's something?
Poor driving.
Poor driving, okay. So you just say it. There we are. Then you say thank you. What's it like to feel your anger? And anyone got a word that, what would it be? What's it like to feel your anger? Anyone got a word there or two? Just comfort. Okay, so, and then you say, thank you. Tell me something that makes you feel angry. You follow how it works?
Yeah.
So each time it's important you say thank you. It's important you don't in any way get involved with trying to get them to say the right thing or having too much of a response to what they say, but stay with them. This isn't an easy thing to do, but it's also something that we're offering each other a support in. And with that, it'll just be a few minutes we'll do it, each of us. And then I'll ring the bell, and then it'll swap, and it'll be the other way round. And so, you start doing some math here. I think if we have 6 minutes each, that'll give you guys 4 minutes each before you change. And so you can just go one to the other, and the other will just be a witness, and then the next form the next pair. So, does that make sense? How that would work? Yeah. So maybe just see who'd like to ask the question first, and who'd like to be asked. And if you're not sure who that is, the one with the longest hair goes first. Goes first asking. Okay. Okay. So do you all know who's going to ask the questions to start with? Okay, I'm going to repeat the questions. And actually, for the three of you, you can alternate who asks the question. So one of you can ask the first question, the other of you could ask the second question. I think that would work. Does that make sense? And then rotate one? So you'll all be actually part of it. Okay, so the first question is, tell me something that makes you angry. Doesn't have to be the most angry-making thing in your life. And then, thank you. Tell me, what is it like to feel your anger? And so the invitation is to actually be in touch with your body and your experience as you do so, as you do this. Does that make sense? Do you follow? Okay, so I'll just lead you in, and I'll ring the bell at the end of the first 6 minutes. It might seem like that's a long time. It probably isn't that long. And if you don't have an answer, if you've told all the answers, just say, I've got no answer, or I'm sick of the question. Stop asking. Now, if they say it, say thank you and ask the question again. Okay? So to take this with sincerity but also lightness. You don't have to get anywhere here, but just see what you discover. So it's now, we'll take 6 minutes. And I'll let you guys know when 4 minutes is up. Over here. Okay? Tell me something that makes you feel angry.